You are listening to Words from the Servants, a podcast produced by the Servants of the Word, an international ecumenical brotherhood of men living symbol for the Lord. You can download this podcast from our website or access it on iTunes or any other podcasting apps.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Our commentary today comes from Isaiah chapter 29, verses 17 to 24. Is it not yet a very little while until Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field, and the fruitful field shall be regarded as a forest? In that day the deaf shall hear the words of a book, and out of their gloom and darkness the eyes of the blind shall see. The meek shall obtain fresh joy in the Lord, and the poor among men shall exult in the Holy One of Israel. For the ruthless shall come to naught, and the scoffer cease, and all who watch to do evil shall be cut off, who by a word make a man out to be an offender, and lay a snare for him who reproves in the gate, and with an empty plea turn aside him who is in the right. Therefore thus says the Lord, who redeemed Abraham, concerning the house of Jacob: Jacob shall no more be ashamed, no more shall his face grow pale, for when he sees his children, the work of my hands in his midst, they will sanctify my name. They will sanctify the Holy One of Jacob, and will stand in awe of the God of Israel. And those who err in spirit will come to understanding, and those who murmur will accept instruction. As we continue our journey through the book of Isaiah, stopping at various different prophecies every now and again, it might be worth considering just who was this man who spoke such kind of words. What kind of life did he live, and from what place did he speak? Isaiah was part of what might be termed the Reform Party in the people of Judah at this time. And he was one of those who was advocating and strongly stressing a need to return to the worship of the one God of the people of Israel. He was advocating a detachment from foreign nations, and this sometimes brought him into conflict with the kings of Judah at the time, or with the counselors and advisors of those kings. It was also, in some ways, by no means a consistent policy, because depending on the vicissitudes of the age, whether foreign kingdoms rose or fell, Isaiah might be counseling meekness in the face of external assault, or standing up to the foreign powers. But underneath this political aspect of what Isaiah has to say is really a deeper one. In each of his prophecies and throughout all of his prophetic career, Isaiah is counseling the people of Judah to look further than a simply cultic association with the God of Israel. He's counseling and imploring them to see beyond simply offering sacrifices and performing a cult to this God. And he's asking, imploring them to see the Lord, the one who he knows is the Holy One of Israel, the one who redeemed Abraham, the one in whom Jacob shall no more be ashamed. He's asking the people to have confidence and to stand in awe of this God. He's encouraging them to see beyond the simple sacrifices that they would have offered and to instead trust in God. There are some beautiful images in this passage. Isaiah talks about the deaf shall hear the words of a book. Imagine hearing something for the very first time after a lifetime of silence. Once again, it's an image of the kingdom of the time to come, when what only has potential now will come to glorious light and life. Again, the prophet says, out of their gloom and darkness, the eyes of the blind shall see. And finally, he says, those who err in spirit will come to understanding. Isaiah once more places before us a feast of images of the time that will come when we know the Lord more fully and more deeply than we do now. His words point beyond the political situation of the people of Israel at that time, and indeed into our own day, and point us beyond our own day, to say, where is the Lord? How can I see him? How can I come to understanding? How can I find his instruction? For if we do that, we, the meek, shall obtain fresh joy in the Lord, and we, the poor among men, shall exult in the Holy One of Israel.
This podcast was produced by the Sermons of the Word, a brotherhood of celibate men that is part of the Sword of the Spirit, an international ecumenical network of covenant communities. For similar and other content, visit us on servantsoftheword.org. If you liked what you listened to, please leave us a review on iTunes.